Welcome to What's Up in Jeju, where I visit places around the island and talk about what's happening with hashtag Daily K's host, Peter Bint.
So Mark, today, where are we going? Where are you taking us?
Yes, well, why don't we start with a question, Peter. In your numerous visits to Jeju, have you had the chance to really get to explore Jeju-shi, Jeju City?
Well, the reason I have a little bit, I don't know how much I could have explored it, is because that's where our studio is, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah.
So we used to do this thing, like once a year we would get sent to Jeju, a week of Seoul DJs hosting their shows down there, one on each day kind of thing. So we did that maybe for 3 years in a row. So every time we'd get a hotel there as well, because I'd stay the weekend with the fam. And so we'd be based at least partially out of Jeju City. So I'd explore around there, go to some restaurants and stuff like that. But it's not usually the number one tourist destination you're going to, right? When you're going to Jeju Island, maybe.
Well, yeah, I think that's a really interesting point, Peter, that, you know, you had a special case where you were based in the city, so you had a chance to explore a bit. But as you mentioned, yeah, typically the thing is when people travel to another country, you know, they hit the big cities, Barcelona, Paris, even Seoul, right? But when it comes to Jeju, you know, there's nothing against the city, but a lot of folks, they don't really spend a lot of time within the city. The airport's there, the port is there. They want to go to the countryside. Look at Ivan's Instagram, right? He's out there with the horses on a scooter and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be for a number of reasons. I think a lot of people are just from a big city, Seoul, me included. So even when I moved down, I'm like, okay, like, I've been there for 15 years. I'm good. But the thing is, what I've come to discover is that downtown Jeju does hold a lot of hidden treasures where you can delve into the island's history. So today, I'm going to guide you along the Seongan Ole Trails, designed to showcase what Jeju City has to offer.
Oh, there's an Ole Trail in Jeju City. I wasn't aware of that, for starters. And the name, Seongan Ole, that's interesting. Well, what does that mean?
Right. Well, historically, the downtown area of Jeju City was once enclosed by this fortress and has long been referred to as Seongan, meaning inside the fortress. This is the original name for the original downtown area. Now, the Jeju City government introduced two Seongan Ole routes, Course 1 in 2022 and Course 2 in 2023. So really, just last year. Each spanning approximately 6 kilometers. These routes allow people to discover the allure of old downtown Jeju on foot, and thus this fortress is a symbol of Seongan Ole. And let me give you a quick overview of map time, and it's a special map time today. Okay. So let's take a look. Okay, so this is Jeju-shi. I don't know if you can see that clearly, but the black line there represents the coast. Now, Jeju-shi is essentially broken into two parts. Now, the green is kind of hard to see, but the green says Gu. That means old Jeju, like Gu Jeju, and Shin is new Jeju. And you can see kind of in the middle there, that's where the airport is, right? But when you think of proper downtown Jeju City, you think of Shin-Jeju because that has all the high-rise skyscrapers, everything. But actually, Arirang Building, where you are stationed, is in the Gu part, the older part. And also, if you look at my finger, that's where Jeju City Port is. That makes sense, right? Because that's what it was before all the airport and everything. That was the old city. So the Seongan Ole Trails are based in the Gu part, in the old city part. And honestly, in my opinion, Gu Jeju is actually my favorite part of Jeju-shi. It's really cool.
Oh, it's the old school. It's the original. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you got a photo from this trail before we get into a video.
Yeah, this is kind of a photo. Let's check it out here.
Here we go. You're in your hiking gear, it looks like. Yeah. With your little backpack.
I thought it would just be kind of fun to show this because this is just kind of my gear, my getup. For actually, this is my getup these days, you know, when I'm doing What's Up in Jeju. So I've got my backpack. I've got, you know, I have my charger in one pocket rigged up so I can like quickly switch out the charging for the phone and everything. I've got my gimbal and a camera. So I'm just like this one man cyborg reporting machine with my microphone hooked up and everything.
Oh, I love it. You look like one of those people, one man bands with the cymbals and drums and everything.
I was going to say, I look like your typical Korean middle-aged man, honestly.
dressed in ding-sang gear to go hiking.
You know, I'm sorry to go off topic, but right now, Ivan's sending me a string of messages right now as we speak. He's like, hey, I'm in Jeju and stuff. And I'm like, I'm on air. He's like, you're on air? Oh. So there we go. Yeah. So we got the reach.
He's obviously listening, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So maybe I'll hook up with him later today. We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he would love that. He's probably sick and tired of horses. we do have a few messages coming in. Siska saying, oh, Jeju-si, I wonder which part. The Jeju Studio, that's in the Venture Maru building, right? I explored it before, and DJ Joe, who used to host Wonders of Jeju, booked a hotel nearby so we could walk to the studio. Yeah, the Jeju Studio is wonderful with the view of the sea and the mountains from both sides of that building.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one in this part of the city, it's one of the largest, tallest buildings in the area. So it just shoots above the rest of Gu Jeju, Old Jeju. So you just get a great view of everything from there. And when I mention to all like my friends who are Jeju residents and who are Jeju persons, I just say where the building is. Like, oh, yeah, okay, we know exactly where it is. It's kind of really at the center of the area.
Mm-hmm. It sticks out, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So that project with the OLED trails within Jeju City, like you said, it's not been long. How did that come about? And do they spread and link into the other OLED trails?
Right, so you brought that up in the first part as well. Here's the thing. Seongan OLED is actually not initiated by the Jeju OLED Foundation. It's actually categorized as a friend of Ole, as it shares the horse-like symbol and the name Ole. However, Seongan Ole is a project initiated by the Jeju City government with guidance from the Jeju Ole Foundation. So they essentially got the permission and guidance from the Jeju Ole Foundation. Now, what's great is that they've thought about what tourists will like and even made a rest stop, which I'll show you in the next photo.
Oh, a rest stop? Let's take a look. Oh, that looks like some kind of nice, luxurious restaurant or something that's in an old style with the hanok roof and stuff.
Yeah, that's actually called Kodak Kodak, and it is a recently opened rest area along the Seongan Ole Trail. Now, that's the thing. It was originally constructed in 1949, and this Jeju residence exemplifies the island's traditional architectural style with a touch of Japanese influence. It's known as a Goshi house, as it once belonged to the Goshi family. But in 2019, the Jeju Urban Rent Regeneration Center has repurposed this building as a small library and community center. So inside, there's this tiny, lovely library with an in-house librarian as well. And in 2023, it was designated as a rest stop along the Seongan Ole route, and it offers weary travelers a serene retreat from their urban explorations.
So is that accessible from Route 1 or 2 or both? It's like near the starting point?
That's a good point. It's maybe a 2 or 3 minute walk from the starting point because there's actually a ton, like a stream that goes through. You kind of have to cross this stream and it's tucked away. So you have to like kind of pinpoint where it's going to be.
So you've had the opportunity to converse with a representative from the Jeju City government who oversees the routes, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right. I talked to Assistant Director Park So-young from Jeju City.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you can get so much closer to everything when you walk it, right? Rather than taking a sightseeing bus or anything like that. Karen's on board saying, thanks, Daddy Dong Radio. It's nice to listen to good songs and to go on a beautiful trip to Jeju. And yeah, I think we're learning today, seeing as you arrive via the airport or the seaport in Jeju City, don't just skip it over.
Yeah.
Give it at least a couple of hours before you move on to other accommodation, potentially. Some messages that we've got. Steve was saying, oh, was that library also a bookstore, I wonder? I saw the sign read Chekbang. I think Chekbang can be used in a variety of ways, including somewhere where books are sold, but also where they're just borrowed and stuff. Was there anything to purchase in that rest stop?
Not that I noticed, but I don't know if you saw in the video, there was an entire wall of books that I was looking at. And what's cool is every single one of those books were about Jeju. So it's a really cool place to sit down and just learn more about the island, like all from all sorts of decades and years, just all this written text on the island. And that's a really great database to go and learn more.
Yeah, it's great how Korea has a lot of random little libraries or just shelves of books here and there in public spaces. That is really cool. So you've sent us some Seongan Olle presents. We got a box with like three of these white little string bags.
Yeah, why don't we take a look, Peter? Take it out. Let's see what's up.
Oh, wow.
Okay, what do we got here?
Okay, so first, a big tumbler box. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's cool.
I don't know if you noticed me drinking today, but here we go. I'm using it in use. I gotta say, as far as tumblers go, this is a good one. This is a good tumbler. Yeah.
It's got a little button to push it open and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Jaewa was like, do we have to send them all these? So, you know, she really appreciated the tumblers. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you. You sent us like three packs. So everyone on the team here today could get one.
It's a really good one. It's really good. Really good quality. Yep.
And then we've got a little Seongan Olle envelope here, which has, what's this? Like a handkerchief? It's a handkerchief. Big handkerchief it is.
That's right.
Or
you can
wear
it.
Or a scarf or a tablecloth.
Yep. You know, wear it around your neck, collect the sweat or your head. And as you can see, as I mentioned earlier.
When I'm eating.
Oh, yeah, you could do that, too.
Because I'm quite messy.
There you go. You know, as you're hiking, you just tuck it in your shirt. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That's beautiful, this lovely yellow color. Reminds me of the spring flowers that are blooming at the minute.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then, what is this? It looks like a little rope in a little, I don't know, like a lanyard kind of knotted way.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That could be a bracelet or a lanyard. I just hooked it onto my hiking bag. You know, it just looks good.
Yeah, it says Seongan Olle on it, and it's got some beautiful turquoise and orange, bright orange and pink little metal keyring on it. It looks beautiful. You're right. I guess more than a practical use, you might just be using this decoratively, right? Mm-hmm. And then, I haven't had a badge in ages. I feel I was too old for badges, but no, this is beautiful. It's got little mascots of the Seongan Olle Trail.
I mean, it's so nice for Ms. Park to just give us all these things. It was great. She had them ready to go. We were just so grateful to have these lovely trinkets and things. Yeah.
Do you get like these if you complete your stamp tour or something? Or are these a special kind of VIP thing for you?
So that's a good question. I think if you stopped at that rest station or you contact them and meet, I'm sure they could hook you up. They're more than happy to, like, if you just say you're participating, you know, I can't see them saying no. You know what I mean? I think they're so grateful to just have people share and tell about their experience of the Seongan Olle.
Yeah, and it's brilliant, this little stamp card that doubles up as a map as well.
Yeah, right.
So you can hopefully know that you're going the right way at least.
I mean, that's a really cool thing. And I don't know if you can see, but the stamps are really lovely too. The stamps are really nice as far as stamps go.
They've got like little drawings of each destination.
Yeah, that's right, of the rest stops. Yeah. And it's great because they're free. So if you go to any of those stamp stations, you'll find these passports tucked inside of the horse, the gans pony there. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, brilliant. That's fantastic. I love this merch. Thank you so much, Mark. Make it a regular thing, please.
I am sending you things. I am, you know.
You do, don't you? You sent us that cotton, which kept my kids busy for a good week. But it's not too difficult to keep on the right path with the markers and stuff.
I gotta say, at some points, it's pretty challenging. Yellow, like I said, you've come to realize how much yellow there is in the world. You know, you think you're on the road, so it's all the caution signs and the yellow paint for the streets. So there were certain points where I did kind of veer off course because, you know, Jeju Olle has its own app and it's even in the map apps as well. It's logged into Korea's top map applications. But here you're just doing it the old fashioned way, brother. And there were a couple of times where I veered off and yellow can sometimes blend in. So you have to be very careful. Mm-hmm.
That adds to the appeal for me. Going analog. Love it. Mark, thank you so much for showing us the Jeju City Trails. We'll see you again next Tuesday.
It's been my pleasure. I'll see you then.
What's Up in Jeju is supported by the JDC, which is creating a free international city that resembles nature, embraces the future, and reaches the world. I'm Mark Wilson Che, with writer Choi Jung-yun. This is Arirang Radio.